Woo! I love my job. I love my career. I love my life. I love my past, my present, and I'm going to love my future. And I'm speaking positivity into existence, point blank, period. Now, this podcast may be touchy to some just due to the nature of the subject. And if I offend anyone, I apologize. But I look at everything from a neutral state of which it could be beneficial to, I believe, all. So the subject of this podcast is going to be slave mentality. Now, everything in life has positive and negative connotations. We're going to be exploring the both of those. All right. So Zig Ziglar once said that you have to balance what you put into your mind. He said that he balances, you know, the Bible and the news. You know, you got the good and bad, things like that. I find myself doing the same thing. I don't want to put too much news into my mind because of the negativity usually associated with the news. And then I don't want to overwhelm myself with too much, you know, spirituality that'll have me questioning a lot of things and throw me off of my objectives that I have set up for the day. So you have to have a good balance when it comes to the positive and the negative. And also you have to be open to different perspectives, and you have to perceive things in different ways to fully get the understanding of things. So the topic is slave mentality. Kanye West said that, and don't quote me, but this is like a summary of what he said, but basically that slavery, the slave mentality, was a choice and things like that. Basically, like, if he was a slave in the past, he wouldn't have did it, things like that, and how he's working to abolish one of the amendments and all of this type of things. So it's basically my breakdown on slavery is that a lot of people now, that if we were put in those times, of course we will rebel, and we will say that now, like, yeah, of course, slave mentality. Don't nobody want to be a slave to nobody. Simple as that. We don't want to have to answer to no one. That society that we've been came from, raised in, the only person that we will answer to is necessarily our parents or guardians. So the slave mentality breakdown is basically being enslaved to something or someone. But now we're going to spin it. We're going to use the slave mentality to our own benefit. So me personally, like, I would say that I'm a slave to my own person, my own goals and things like that. Like, I'm a very driven person. Like I engulf myself. I completely chain and bar myself down to being positive. Get what I'm saying? I completely encase myself in positivity. What I listen to, what I read, what I see, who I surround myself with, I completely mentalize myself. I put myself in nothing but this state of positivity. My mindset, my slave mentality, I'm enslaved to my goals. Like, I'm choosing what has the most grasp on my person. So I enslave myself to positivity, to helping people, to working, to be consistent, to be the most effective version of myself. That is what I enslave myself to. Because in the past, when you had a slave master, they would basically tell you what to do. Eat, sleep, everything. From the torture and the bad stuff to everything else. They basically controlled your every aspect of life. So now this is you. Your slave mentality is you controlling your every aspect of life. You controlling what you do, not no one else, not nothing else. There's a lot of people in here. There's a lot of people in general that don't control what influences them. Like, you've all heard me talk about it before when I've talked about television influences. Like, I'm not knocking it, but I'm not a fan of the drama television shows, like Housewives of LA, or see, I don't even know the shows. I just know what I don't like. But all that drama stuff, I refuse to put that inside my mind, which puts that inside my energy, which attracts things of that nature towards me. I don't got time for that. I don't. It's not none of my goals. What I put into my environment, my energy, vegetarianism, you know, healthy lifestyles, whatever can help improve my mind, what can improve my muscles, what can improve my communication levels, what can improve my relationship with my kids, just what improves me. If it is not improving me, very seldomly will I engage it. And that's selfish on my part, but you deserve to be selfish. I deserve to be selfish. You deserve to control what goes on and what happens inside of your life. That is your slave mentality. And in a lot of ways, there's negative and there's positive connotations with the slave mentality, such as some people are slaves to fashion. Anything that's new, that's out, they want it. Some people are slaves to technology. Any type of new phone or car, or what else is there in technology? Watches. Yeah, we can do that. Things like that. Like, there is slave aspects to a lot of different things. And it's not the traditional way of slavery where, you know, it's straight point A to B. The B is the slave to A. No, it's subliminal now. It's subliminal now. So, going off of that, now you must control what you put into your mind, control what you put into your body, control what you put into your spirit, which takes us into the mantra of today. I will, I can, I must. We're going to say it two more times. I will, I can, I must. I totally lost which count I'm on, but I will, I can, I must.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. This was a quote said by Bob Marley. You have the ability to free yourself from whatever mental chains you may have on yourself or what someone else may have on yourself. But only you can do it. You, it's all about your actions, how you respond to things. It's all about how you move, how you control yourself. So the question for today is, what are you a slave to? And does it benefit you? So me, for instance, like I said, I gave my example. I'm a slave to positivity. I'm a slave to helping people. I'm a slave to my efficiency. I'm a slave to my work, my service spirit, meaning that I have a working spirit that I work towards helping people and things like that. That's what I choose to be a slave to. No one holds me down. No one suppresses me. No one makes me do anything that I don't want to do. I control me, and no one else can take that from me. And that's what I want everyone to get from this. You control you. No matter how bad it may seem, no matter how ugly it may look, you control you. So what are you slave to, and does it benefit you? And if it doesn't, change it and make it benefit you. This your friendly Apex Alpha. I appreciate you. Once again, please share. Comment if it's been helpful to you. Share it to your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, and I hope you take something out of this, or you give it to somebody that can take something from it. Once again, I appreciate you all.
Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.